Hello.
Hello, this is Maida with Family First. Am I speaking with Shamika Hopkins?
Yes, ma'am. This is me.
Hi, Shamika. Just calling you back. Well, I received a message to call you back. How can I help you today?
Okay, wow, they didn't tell you what it was. Okay, so I'm calling because you know how, like, because usually every Thursday, you guys send how much I'll be getting paid tomorrow because I get paid every Friday. Right? So when I checked it, it said $54. But I had sent the timesheet to you of the ones that I was missing the days on.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys have received it, right?
What were the dates on the timesheets?
One minute. Let me just, I gotta go back to it now.
Okay.
Okay, so. Oh God, let's come up. Here we go. All right. So the first day it was July 29th,
Okay.
August 9th, August 18th, and August 19th.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, sorry.
July 29th, August 18th.
Right, August 19th,
Okay.
and August 9th. That's the days you sent me.
And August 9th. So 4 dates.
Right.
Okay. Okay, let me look into this. But it most likely sounds like that was the first batch of payment. Usually, when you have back pay pending, what Family First does is that they first pay you for the checks that you have missing for back pay, and then they send you a different pay stub for last week. So, in
So,
addition to the one that you have, you should be receiving another one tomorrow for last week's payment.
but what I'm saying is I didn't get paid yet. I usually get paid every Friday.
But
So,
usually the pay stubs for, well, for last week are either today during the day or on Friday. But either way, you should be receiving two pay stubs.
okay, tomorrow
Yes.
or today, because I get paid tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, now the next thing is I'm trying to find, because the 2 hours is not enough for me from Miss Vanessa. I still do want to work with Miss Vanessa, but I need more, another case, another case with at least
Okay.
more hours.
Okay. Well, for that, I can send your information over
You did that
to.
already and nobody called me. I'm there. You did that. And nobody had called me for anything. Then nobody texted me for nothing. The HR lady said that she said that they don't have that you guys they don't in other words, they don't get cases.
Probably the reason why is because they don't have patients available at this time. I wouldn't be sure of that, but if you're already on the list and you have not received a phone call, probably there's no patient available at the time. So
Okay.
you do have to wait for them to call you back as soon as there's a patient. But that's the
Okay.
most that we can do.
Okay. Is there anybody that I can, any cases that, what do you call them? Like, in other words, a fill-in case. There you go. Any fill-in cases available?
I still have to send your information
Oh.
to human resources because
Okay.
I don't have that information.
Okay, because that's what I'm confused about. Because I'm like human resources, the supervisor, the one that you sent me to, she said they don't get cases. So I don't understand how they're going to give me a case and they don't get cases.
I wouldn't know. As I said, if they don't call you, probably there's no case available at the time for you to take.
Okay, thank you
Okay, you're welcome.
for that.
And I'm gonna still resubmit the information over just
Thank
in
you.
case. Okay, you're
All right.
welcome. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye bye.